Shall we just say this together? I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. And I remember this from many years ago when I was very small. I thought, church on Christmas Day? Surely not. But I am glad today to be here, and I hope you are too. The psalmist was glad when they were going up to the temple in Jerusalem, and he was able to say this. And so it's a wonderful thing to be able to say that we're glad to meet together to worship God. I'm sure lots of you know this already. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Isaiah 9, verse 2. It's a wonderful verse. You know, those people walking in darkness. In Isaiah's time, 700 years before Jesus was born, they didn't understand, they didn't know that it was darkness in their minds. And yet, those very same Jewish people, well, not the same Jewish people, but the Jewish nation, has seen this great light when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. It's a challenge for us too. You know, have we seen that great light? Have we understood that light? Have we taken it into our hearts that Jesus is the light which will bring life to us? Okay, thank you. So I just want to have a Bible reading now of the Christmas story. And we'll have some pictures come up to help help us to see that in a new way, perhaps. So this is Luke chapter 2, verses 5 to 20. Joseph took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognise him by this sign. You'll find a baby wrapped in snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. And so we know this story. We've heard this story so many times, and yet it's so dramatic. It's so amazing that I just want to go through some of the contrasts that came to my mind as I thought about this story. And so we see the hero of the story is a tiny baby in the manger. And that's a bit of a contrast, the hero being the baby. And yet that baby is the creator of the world. He made the world which the cradle was made from. All the best places, the biggest places, were taken in Bethlehem before Mary and Joseph arrived in town. But a small place was found amongst the animals. Some shepherds were in a field nearby. Insignificant people in many ways, and yet they had a VIP front row seats to a sky full of praising angels. That would be something to behold, wouldn't it? But they didn't just enjoy the show, they followed through with the angels' instructions. And I just wonder how many mangers they had to look at before they found the one with a baby wrapped in strips of cloth, snugly in a manger. That was a sign that they'd been told to look for. So we have the open night sky with angels praising God, with a message to the shepherds to go and find the manger with a small baby in it. And he was the Messiah, the Saviour of the world, the Lord. This baby doesn't make sense, but this was how it happened. The shepherds went and found the baby. They met the creator of the universe. The insignificant ones meet the one who sustains life. Do you feel insignificant sometimes? Maybe all the time? Meet Jesus. He sustains us all. He's the creator of life itself. The shepherds told everybody they met, probably for the rest of their lives. I can't imagine that they were ever the same again. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them. Totally different reaction. But in just 8 days later, Mary and Joseph took Jesus to the temple and they met with Simeon and Anna. And there was more confirmation that big things were in store for this tiny little baby. Okay, so I've got a box of heroes here. And I've got a tin of heroes, actually, not a box. I'd like to give you all a hero. So have a hero, Jim. We've got those superheroes there. And we're all lined up with our sweets. Fudge. I'm going to start with fudge. There's a bit of a story here where I'm going to try and tell, so maybe you can listen out for that. Fudge, it reminds us of when we fudge things up a bit, doesn't it? You know, we've got things wrong, we've made a mess in our lives, and we have sinned. I'm not a great lover of fudge, I have to say, but, you know, I'm not a great lover of when I mess up either. It's just a bit sad that it seems to happen a little too often. But we make a mess and we sin. Sin tends to make us twisted. Bitter and twisted is a little phrase which comes to mind. You know, things go wrong and we're annoyed, we blame somebody else, we become bitter. And there's even, we can find egg on our faces. It's just the way it is, isn't it? Let's be careful not to be bitter and twisted. Well, then we can enjoy some crunchy bits when we're eating. But life is full of crunchy bits, you know. Life is not always easy. We have to navigate through difficult times and issues. And as Margaret was saying, you know, there's lots of things going on in the world which we struggle to understand. We can't understand, in fact. And yet we have to navigate our way through life. We have to keep going. Well, has anybody got a Dinky Decker? Miriam, well done. Dinky Decker. I'm not sure what they taste like, actually. Do you know what they taste like?
They're a little bit similar to a normal double decker, but it's like a chocolate and kind of like a nuggety thing in the
middle. Oh, that should be good then.
They're my favourite.
Rosemary's favourite.
I got one.
Oh, well done. Well done. Dinky Decker. Well, sin makes you hit the deck. I don't know if you've got a bit of decking at home, you know, but maybe you need to go there and kneel down and confess. But sin can make you feel, it can make you feel very flat, can't it? Make you feel like you've been run over by a double-decker bus, in fact. So it's not a great feeling. Hopefully it's only a dinky sin, not a bigger one, which has a bigger effect. But sin is sin, isn't it? But I think we need to go a bit more positive now. So I'm going to grab the caramel. The caramel. It's a nice little sweet, this one, isn't it? It's a nice sort of centre, kind of a gooey bit in the middle. We need a soft heart, you know. We need to be receptive to God. We need to be listening to the Holy Spirit every day of our lives so that, you know, we don't get it wrong, so that we can make the best of our opportunities that we're given. We need to be receptive to God. And when we're receptive, the Holy Spirit will gently come and whisper to us. He whispers and we need to be listening. He can remind us of our sin and gently bring us back to we're close with him when we confess our sin. We can whisper to God when we pray, and we don't need to shout out loud for God to hear. He's never too busy to stop and listen. And so let's have a soft heart and be receptive to God's whisper to us and our response to him as well. So we come to the twirl. Well, twirl, repent perhaps. I was going this way, but I want to go God's way. I do a 180-degree turn. I repent and I go God's way. And when I confess my sin and receive God's salvation, I can do a 360-degree twirl. And that's great news then, when we're forgiven. When we're forgiven by God for all those things we've done, times we've got bitter and twisted, times we've fudged things and feel like a double-decker bus has come over us. You know, we can confess our sin and be forgiven. And we can do the full 360. That is good news. Eclair. Well, eclair was a slightly different, slightly difficult one. Anybody got an eclair? No, nobody chose the eclair as well. I declare the glory of God in the heavens. Those shepherds had a special edition of God's glory, and they went and declared it to everybody, didn't they? They couldn't keep their mouth shut. They went around telling everybody what they had seen, what they had heard. They were so excited. You know, can we be that excited about what we know about God and go and declare it to everybody and be thankful for the people we meet to be able to share it with? It's a wonderful thing, isn't it, when you can declare the glory of God. Which leaves us with the dairy milk. The dairy milk. Well, there's some interest in dairy milk manufacturing here with the dairy farmers. Dairy milk, it's a nice smooth sort of chocolate, isn't it? You see the milk being poured there, and it's a nice smooth feeling. But, you know, we're not actually promised a smooth life in our Christian life. Quite the opposite, actually. But we can face our problems and our difficulties with God at our side when we come to him. And so, lots of heroes, lots of ideas that can help us along. Obviously, there's lots of fictional heroes in our world. There's even real heroes that we can keep an eye on. But the real superhero of the world is the one who conquered the devil, who conquered sin, who died that we could have peace with God. And it was the best friend we could ever have. And we know that superhero was born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Jesus left the glory of heaven and he chose the vulnerable constraints of a human body. Just a tiny baby, you know, 6 pounds in weight, perhaps 2.7 kilos, and just a tiny little baby, and yet he was the creator of the world. But Jesus, we know, went on. He chose death on a cross because he loved us, and because he wanted to die instead of us dying, he died in our place. So we need Jesus to be our hero today and every day. And Christmas is a wonderful celebration time when we can celebrate Jesus as our hero every single day. And so we are running before time, so it's good. We can have a time of prayer now, and we can give thanks for Christmas. We can give thanks for each other, for all sorts of presents we've received, perhaps. We can pray for our world. Our world is in a bit of a state, as we all know. And so we can pray for our world that they would find a better way of doing things, perhaps. And we can remember our family. We can just say thank you to God for Christmas. Thank you for Jesus coming down. We can declare what God has done. So I'd love it if just a few of us can pray now, and then we'll have our final song after that.